How dare you? Hope everyone's using this time to learn, master new skills. Excellent. Excellent, Tinsank 23. EMJ is making the rounds again. Good to see him going strong. Oh, yeah. He's the man. Tinsank 23 just said something awesome. Hope everyone's using this time to learn and master new skills. Excellent. Excellent thing to say in the chat. All right. Welcome, everybody, to episode 792. False alarm. The wizardry behind an epidemic. So I wasn't going to dive this deep into what's happening right now because I don't like headaches. But a few events happened in the last day that made me say, you know what? Great. Let's do this. First off, I got some really interesting intel from one of my buddies who's very close to a major city and their enforcement agencies. Very interesting stuff. He said, Buddy said that corona test came back positive for 9 officers of the 9 that got tested. The next day, they all got tested. 9 plus 2 additional, only 2 were positive. My neighbor's daughter was tested. She came back positive for coronavirus, and then they called and said, no, it's there's no positive. Also, for you Q-tards, because I am an 8th Q-tard, and just to fuel the fire a little more, my buddy also said, this is good news for the Q-tards a little bit, that a sex division, like in a Law & Order SVU, you know, that type of stuff, a lot of them are Q-tarded. Like, they they believe there's actually some arrests going down. So that's the first time I've ever seen the Q narrative remotely in reality at all. So just letting you guys know that you're not totally retarded. Okay, so today, and I just listened to an excellent episode of John Rappaport. It was about the nature of fake epidemics. So I thought I'd break down, and he's a genius. He had a lot of good insights in that and a lot of specifics. So I thought I would take the time today to summarize a little bit about what he said and also explain the wizardry behind an epidemic, a fake epidemic, and how it happens. Duterte said he chewed people, leave their homes. Yeah, it's called an addiction waterfall. And everyone knows I am quite fond of Duterte. But the way these things trickle down is once the magic trick is set, and John Rappaport did an excellent job of explaining the psychology of the magic, the wizardry, which is what I usually go for. There's addictions. It's all addictions, right? The addiction traps just keep getting released. And Duterte really, really likes shooting people who don't follow the rules. And so when you greenlight somebody to be able to do more of that, they're going to go, great. And that's pretty much it. We're all just a little bit Q-tard here. Yeah, a little bit, but I'm wary. So this is one of the reasons I am diving into this, because God likes to wink. God likes to wink at people, basically letting them know what could possibly be actually happening. So yesterday on Fox News, HHS Assistant Secretary, need to prioritize COVID-19 testing for those who need it most. We'll get into the faulty nature of the COVID-19 testing, all of it. But look at the book behind him. False alarm is literally on the shelf behind this man. And if you look up what false alarm, this book, The Truth About the Epidemic of Fear by Mark Sigel. Okay, so this is what I watch for in life. It's little winks, little nods from the creator. It's not, I'm not of the mind to think it's pre-programming or satanic. I believe that these little nods squeak through to let people know what's actually going on. And I'm going to break down the swine flu, how that all happened, the intelligence division of the CDC, all of it. So look at that. Just look at this again. It's fascinating. So you see a guy who's saying, fear, fear, porn, porn, fear, porn. And behind him is a book. And that book is False Alarm, The Truth About the Epidemic of Fear. I found that to be very fascinating. Is everybody here? My buddy Ryan follows Q and posted something interesting on Facebook today. Google Invisible. So, that is what instantly caught my eyes. 2BB. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's break down how this is possible and who it benefits and why they do it. The way these type of scams typically work is it preys on addiction and fallacy. And it's typically a group of people that it benefits them tremendously. And you can trace a lot of this back to a group called the Epidemic Intelligence Service. These are the virus hunters of the world. They go around and they've been doing this for a while. Ebola, Zika, Zika, swine flu, etc. They will go to a part of the world. And by the way, it's as ridiculous as ghost hunters. Like when you watch the movie Ghost Hunters, when they're like, there's a ghost here, man. Our meters, it's just like that. And then what happens to those people after they work for Epidemic Intelligence Service? They get high-ranking jobs in media, government, all over the place. It really is like a secret club. And their club is identifying viral causes of stuff. What is the purpose? Let me tell you a little story about Wuhan, China, and then we'll get into swine flu. And this was all covered by John Rappaport, if you want to check that out. So the symptoms of the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, mark very similarly to pneumonia, lung collapse, all that stuff, right? If you go to Wuhan, China, the first thing you see it is it has some of the worst lung pollution in the world. There are millions of cases of pneumonia and hundreds of thousands of deaths of pneumonia in China all the time caused by air pollution. So you've set the stage for a situation, and a very similar thing happened with AIDS. Sorry for jumping around so much. But once you've branded something, you can relieve the liability from all these businesses, corporations, governments, and just keep saying a word. One of the biggest tricks is that all, like many, many cases are all one thing. And you can spot this from a mile away when people have figured out the cause and they can tally the and they can tally how many people have something in real time, just like tick, 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 tick. Okay. Anybody that knows anything about medicine knows that's absurd, especially because the test for COVID-19 has not been studied. There's no double blind experiments. The way you would test to see if something was actually a valid test is you would take tissue samples from 1,000 random people, you would test for a viral marker, and then you would see based, you wouldn't know who it was, and then you would see if those were the people that were sick. And vice versa, you would test 1,000 random people, see if they have the markers and see if they're sick, or then test sick people, see if they have markers, etc. They've done none of it by design, nor do they want to do any of that because they know it isn't that. It's very, very easy to prove, but human beings have an addiction to wanting everything to be put into a little box with a nice bow. AIDS, right? The symptoms of AIDS in American homosexuals was completely different than the symptoms for AIDS in South African mining workers. It wasn't the same at all, but you can just attach a branded disease on it. Good to go. Relieve the liability of the mining company, et cetera. Relieve the liability of air quality in China. Relieve the liability. And by the way, guys, this isn't new. This is the concept of the scapegoat, right? You put all of your problems on an innocent little goat and then you kill the goat. And then everyone goes, great, great. And as someone with a goat farmer, the goats didn't do anything to you. The goats are good guys. So let's talk about, I'll give you an example of the swine flu that came out of Ligoria, Mexico, right? And this is, and this is how these things can get out of control. And this is why you don't have to blame every politician and blame everybody. It's so easy to fall for this stuff. All of us can fall for these things. And everybody, not only is everyone not in on it, almost no one is. It's an addiction waterfall. It triggers everyone's addiction. Like, I love quarantine. I love seeing that everyone else has to be locked down like I have had to be locked down for years and years now. I have an absolute personal incentive to think this is all true and awesome. Okay? My job, my profession, my purpose in life is to reveal wizardry, and I will not shirk that responsibility just because I'm loving this one. All right. My uncle hates that I'm not injecting the fear like he wants me to. Olivesbury, you got to stop talking about your uncle. I gave you a lot of advice about your uncle last night. It was great advice. I hope you took it to heart. And if you want to keep complaining about your uncle, do it somewhere else. Thank you, Olivesbury. Anyway, so Liguria, Mexico. And if you look up the origin of swine flu on the Google machine, the great iCloud in the sky, it will tell you Mexico, but it will never say Liguria, Mexico, because they don't want you to know what really happened. And they were exposed publicly with the swine flu thing. And people almost got to see behind the veil, the curtain of the fake epidemic, the false alarm, right? So what is in Liguria, Mexico? It is a giant pig farm, 900,000 pigs in one area. So dense and so disgusting that they have something called feces lagoons that can be seen by balloon-supported satellites from the sky. Lakes of feces and urine from basically a million pigs being slaughtered. So their workers were becoming sick. Why? I'm guessing it was the feces lagoon. So the Epidemic Intelligence Service, the EIS, the intelligence wing of the CDC, goes down like a bunch of Ghostbusters, the ghost hunters. Oh, I know, it must be a virus. Or it's the feces lagoon. Why don't you drink a glass of the feces lagoon and see if you get sick? So what happened then? People bought it because they all have incentives to buy it. It is an addiction, an incentive waterfall. The business that owns the swine lake of feces wants to pass off their responsibility to a mysterious virus. Okay, if you understand the nature of viruses, this is already absurd, but we can continue. So then the story gains steam. And in America, swine flu, swine flu, swine flu. And the thing is, anybody that was sick could say, oh, swine flu. This is what actually happened in 2009, though. They stopped testing for it and they got caught. Not, they just kept amping up the numbers in the media, which is what they're doing right now. And a reporter named Atkinson wrote an article in 2009 about how they stopped testing for swine flu, and NBC accidentally published it. The story was then squashed. It didn't get rolled out nationwide, even though it's one of the biggest, it would have been one of the biggest stories of all time. It's you know, a government agency is intentionally scaring everybody with fake information. Not only do they know they weren't even testing, they were just lying. Okay, so Zika virus, and if you don't understand the severity of these things, Zika virus made so many women terrified of their baby being born with a shrunken head, which of course is not caused by a Zika virus. That makes no sense. They were in these Latin countries, they were taking their boats out 3 miles so that they could have abortions performed on them because they were so terrified of their child having a shrunken head. Now, if you look up how children are actually born with shrunken heads, it's typically from a physical abuse. So something like Zika virus, it gains momentum. The click, 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 all the addiction waterfall is in place, you know, and then the gravel train leaves the station. Cheryl Atkinson is a legit reporter. She got in big trouble. Yes. Yeah. So again, none of these studies have ever had double blind results. Like, you cannot take 1,000 random people, test to see if they have viral markers, and then see if it correlates with symptoms or anything. There is no correlation. You have millions of various viruses in you all the time. Viruses also are not easily weaponized. They try to weaponize them, but they mutate very quickly and become easy to absorb by the body. You can very, very short term, because these are solvents, they're not living things. So they degrade and break down very quickly if you try to weaponize them. They make terrible biological weapons. All right. Yeah, Charlie Kirk's mother did not have Zika virus. The drinking water was poisoned is what caused shrunken heads, I heard. Yeah, there's many causes of it. But the big magic trick is to say that everything is caused by one thing. Like these variety of illnesses. I will show you something really, really funny. Okay. Diabetic disabled man gets hit by car and dies from COVID-19. Guys, that's a joke right there, but I'll show you stuff that is not a joke. This was actually recently reported. People without COVID-19 symptoms might spread virus by talking, study suggests. Aiming that at me, guys? So it's all about control, and you can't understand the psychology behind it until you understand the psychology of addicts, liars, magicians, wizards. That's this guy's specialty. I was raised by one. You've merely adapted to darkness. I was born in it. So how does this work? The kernel of this entire poison tree comes from of the need for control, and that comes from child abuse. Abused children grow up to have a desperate need to control others. The psychology of the power broker, right? So let's say you're running a thriving company and you have divisions that are doing really, really good. So good that on their own, they're doubling, tripling revenue every year. They're doing great, great leadership, blah, blah. The Rockefeller type, the Rothschild, the Carnegie, those type of broken souls and their legacies, what they do is they see that as a threat. They say, I want to control that. And so how do they control it? They control it with these manipulative weapons. And sometimes they don't even know they're doing it. But they have to, as the old Soviets used to say, the tallest nail gets hammered down. Because in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king. And that's what you have to understand. The purpose of this one eye symbolism, the purpose of all of that, is these broken, shattered, shriveled, abused, broken little trillionaires that want the entire world to hate themselves and live in fear so that they can walk out in the sunshine at some point. They can't. They're too broken. They're too incestual, too small, too broken. So this is how this all happens. It starts with a kernel of a trick. You get about 1,000 people who think that everything in the world is caused by a virus. You send them around the world like Ghostbusters. And if the world's morality is low enough, it will start clicking into place. Because what happens is with one honest man in this entire thing can stop it. And the higher the corruption goes, the more it spreads quickly. Let's say a Duterte, for example, a guy that I think is pretty sweet, but he wants to shoot people that don't follow the rules. That's his nature, right? So if he's given COVID-19, if you leave your house, we will shoot you, because that's his nature. It's not just evil. It's his addiction. You know, if you have, it's just everywhere. It's like, let's say you're really germophobic, like you're really like scared of other people in the outside world. This is the greatest thing that ever happened to you. You're like, yes, put a mask on me. Stay away from me. I want to be alone. You understand? The one symbolism is about the mind keeping it, the literal left brain. I don't even know what you're talking about. Just listen. Last night, Laura Ingram said more people are dying of despair than Coronu. She watches The Big Bear. No one's dying of Coronu. No one. My neighbor, Ryan, who runs unbearablesmerchandise.com, his daughter got falsely diagnosed with coronavirus, and then they said no. My buddy, all these officers in a major city, let me read this one more time. Buddy said the corona test was done on 9 officers. All 9 came back positive. Next day they tested. Only 2 were positive. There's no relation, and none of them are sick. There's no relation, and this is the blowback that's so beautiful about this. And I recommend John Rappaport's breakdown. It's long, a lot more thorough than what I'm doing, but I'm just hitting the high notes. Is the blowback is unreal. This is all about control, technocracy, smart cities, all this stuff. It's about getting people so terrified that they live in a little honeycomb and they can biologically control them. Gary, you have the sniffles, says your refrigerator. I can sense your heartbeat. We have to take down your energy output by 15 units today. We must be safe. We're here to save. It's about saving people. We're just trying. There's no problem. It's all manufactured. And this has been happening since the beginning of time itself. It's like, this is what people do. They create a scapegoat, they bring it out in the desert, and they kill the innocent little goat. I love, my goats are great. Would you like to see, let's take a little breather. I know I can be intense. Let's watch my 2 young goats, Chocolate and Marshmallow, being reunited with their mama, Raya. And then we'll get back into, the reality of the situation. Okay. Goats did nothing wrong.
Hey, boys. Come on, boys. Hi, everybody. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Walter. Some friends. Hi, Mama.
Cats. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Raya's back with her boys. How's your little boys, Raya? Wasn't too long of a separation, guys, huh? You guys are back. Family's reunited. Here at Ursa Manor, huh, Gary? Hi, Gary. The boys are back in town. Everybody's happy to see the new ones. You all have the same weird spot on your head. That's how you know you're related. Because Raya didn't sleep with a black. Blacks. Actually, you all have that weird white spot on your head. Even you do. Hi, Betsy. Betsy, will we make it through the winter? Hi, Cousin Betsy. What's up, sweet girl? Look how sweet Betsy is. Hi, sweet Betsy. Hi, sweet Betsy. You got a crazy ass eye. Oh, he's coming in. Marshmallow. Marshmallow's coming in hot. Nice. You guys will get along just fine. Welcome to the herd, boys. You'll be fine. They talk a lot of smack, girls.
All right, and you can have that world during all this. People have been see. This is the yin yang connection between the tyrannical tyrants and the people that say, "Oh no, it's never stopped." So right now, there's a bunch of broken little shriveled losers that are quote unquote control the world, but it's really because they're projecting their fear that they developed from childhood. And then there's the people acting like it's inevitable. And those are the true channels I don't listen to anymore. I'm done with them. They have no value to me. If they're like, what they're going to do is they're gonna put nanotechnology in you, and then if you have the sniffle, they can knock you down. And, okay, this is coming from a guy who's been locked down since I was a little kid. You have to enjoy it. You have to welcome the cell. Say, I will get a lot of freedom in that cell. Freedom from tyrants. I can do my own reading. Oh, don't you know? And then when you do that, it doesn't work anymore. And also, they can't do anything that you don't allow. That's the whole point. Repeat after me. There are people in this world that want to take my freedom. Say it with me, class. And now the response. Fuck them. Here's one that's less vulgar. They can try. And it's not about images of violence or, well, you know, I'm going to put my eagle's nest and then I'm going to be locked down with my gun. They can try. All they have is weapons. And guys, okay, here's something that'll make you feel hopeful. And one of the reasons I want to recommend John Rappaport is because at the very end, he said this, which is important. Because I don't care how much good information you have. If you don't show people a way out, you're part of the beast. If you don't help people see that there's light through the darkness, you are literally serving the beast. There's no exception. And what they're going to do is they're going to... So I'm going to recommend this. It's home.solari.com. I'll figure out how to just put the link in the description. Does anyone have the link? Hang on. It's just called The Solari Report by Catherine Austin Fitz. The Creation of a False Epidemic with John Rappaport. So it's a three-part series. Listen to it. The only reason I'm recommending it is because there's a section where he talks about what the oligarchs want, how they want to control the smart cities, all this stuff, forced bio, but he ends the right way. And that's the only reason I'm recommending it. I will never recommend anybody that doesn't show a way out because they are serving the beast. They're creating the narrative to live in. They're doing exactly what the beast wants. Doesn't matter if you beg for it like Joe Rogan. Oh, I want to have my anus. You know, I want it in my anus. I want smart meters in my anus with the DMT. Oh, this is the future. This is great. Or if you're scared of it, you're still intimate. That's intimacy. You have to understand that let me tell you a quick story before I continue. So my accountant, great guy. I've been with him since 2004. One of the reasons I know that there's a difference between Jewish people and grabblers and goblins. Good man. You know, he's brought his kid to work, you know, to show him what he went running with his kid the other day. You know, we were talking about how this event is causing people to either become closer with their family or loathe their family. And he's on the right path. So anyway, but he calls me with an opportunity from my bank. He says, the bank is giving out loans now that you don't have to pay back. They're just stimuluses if you can't make payroll because of coronavirus. And I asked him a few questions. I was like, wait a minute, so you don't have to pay it back. It's just free money. He's like, it appears to be just free money. And it's for people that have been economically affected by this thing. And I'm only telling you this because it's an example. I'm not trying to get virtue from it. This isn't virtue signaling. It's just a good story to understand. I said, no. And he's a good guy. So he's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm not economically affected. Because he also said there's a limited amount. He said that they have X amount of money. So the earlier we get in on it, the more likely you get a bonus from your bank. And I was like, no, no. And it's because I don't need it. I'm not economically affected by it. And I don't trust banks. I've established these things that I now live in. You understand how many truth channels are like, oh my God, banks and the government and the media. And then they just believe it again and again and again. It's a trauma cycle. So I actually don't believe the media. I actually want nothing from banks. So if you actually are having trouble with payroll or whatever, go for it. You know, you said no to. Yeah. And if you don't, it's such a good feeling and it radiates within you. And if the government was offering me free money, yeah, give me it back because it's mine anyway. You stole it from me already. But a bank, I'm just like, no. And they're like, and my accountant is such a good man. And he's a very successful, wealthy Jewish man. And he's a good family man. And he's a honorable man. He was like, good call. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't believe, like, and here's the thing. It's like, you know, America gives these loans to Israel that they never have to pay back. And I've thought a lot about this. And I was like, if I was Israel, I would never take that. Because there is no free loans from the war machine. You know, and so I've thought about these things a lot. And so when it actually came to my door, I was like, no. And also, guess what? There are people that need it. They don't need it. There are people that actually can't make payroll. I'm very fortunate that my audience is very economically sound, or they just are prioritized in a way where unauthorized.tv subscriptions have not went down at all. Since this, my PO box is full every morning. There's no effect. So if I were to lie and say, oh, I've been economically hurt and taken that. Guys, you can't trick truth. You just can't. So great point about getting tax money back. Yeah, if they want to give me tax money back, yeah, you. I already gave it to you. It's mine. You know, I understand give Caesar Caesars and everything, but I have zero. The bank is a private corporation. That's a dude. You know, the government is a reflection of us, whether or not they're corrupt or not. My small business got shut down. I definitely need it. Right, there you go. If it's true, then great in your life. I'm just letting you know that There is a time when this grabble will reveal more levels. And this is why you don't have to be scared. What do we got? The stimulus check made me, my wife, will go to helping others too, Owen. We have our jobs. Sweet. Or have it go to your garden or have it go to whatever. But there's a difference between a stimulus check and a bank giving you a loan you don't have to pay back. Like that reeks of magic. Tricks. It reeks of Talmudic thought, you know, where it's like a loan you don't have to repay. Like, I don't have the time to sit and think about the trick, but I can recommend a trick. Let's make a stand. Yes, I'm telling you how to make a stand right now. It's not violent. So the way that, these evil people will try and suck you into this control mechanism is with incentives and shame. And if you are impervious to that, it doesn't work at all. It's not scary at all. You know, they can try to get you into a honeycomb city. They can try and get your biomedical data. They can try. It does not work on people that have accepted the responsibility of freedom. A lot more people are waking up now. They really shot themselves. Oh, yeah. You can't trick truth. No, you can't. And they are the weak ones. The people responsible for this entire epidemic fake thing are the weak. You have to understand, the higher up you go in this pyramid of deceit and secular rage and wrath and fear, the more the people like shrink and shrivel. And it gets to the point where it's like you're scared of ghosts, you know? And they need to control you because they can't walk out into the light of day without ridicule and fear. Like the richest people in the world, they have no freedom, none. You know, and they have to abuse and destroy their own children just to serve allegiance to their demonic overlords and also to ready them for the lack of compassion they require to live that life. And so what happened here, just in recap, is the Epidemic Intelligence Service that has been doing this since the Korean War, they were established. It's just a lot. There's so little morality right now in the world that a lot of people followed along to serve their own needs and wants and appetites. Unintentionally, probably. They just didn't think about it. And as someone who's looked into the Holocaust and a lot of these other things where they beg you to just keep adding names to it, keep jacking those numbers. Oh, you don't know where your cousin went? Just throw the name in the list. You know, I know how this works. And if you haven't faced the shame of like looking into that stuff, some of these things will not appear to you. Okay, so Epidemic Intelligence Service goes to Wuhan, China, and neglects the fact that it has the worst air pollution in the entire world, that the amount of pneumonia cases is off the charts. You can, you know, people already wear masks in China because of the air pollution, and it causes horrible lung problems. So they do CT scans. They don't test for the coronavirus because it doesn't, this whole thing is fake. So they do CT scans to establish if someone has the coronavirus. That's why these coronavirus testing things don't work at all, because it never started this way. This whole thing is based on a lie. And so they start with this thing, and then they lock down millions of people. Now the elite, these little tiny gremlins are like, this is our time. We can finally make the world safe so we can go out and smell the sun again, you know, but they still can't. And they're like, lock down the world. And so now they have to give everyone these tests, and there's no bodies, there's no death. The only deaths are like this meme that's I posted earlier. Diabetic disabled man gets hit by car and dies from COVID-19. Guys, my neighbor's daughter was falsely diagnosed with COVID-19. Like, these things are now affecting us, not actual death from COVID-19. We know people in law enforcement where 9 officers get tested, all positive. The next day, only 2 are positive, right? It's fake. And we have millions of quote-unquote viruses in us all the time. This is how the trick is done. It's just like AIDS, just like swine flu. Swine flu was caused by a city in Mexico. It started Ligoria, Mexico, where the Epidemic Intelligence Service goes down to establish why workers are dying. They avoid the feces lagoons because there is a million hogs being slaughtered there. There is lagoons of feces and urine that you can see from balloon supported satellites from quote unquote space. They're that big and disgusting. They don't even think about that because they're looking for a virus. In Wuhan, China, they don't think about the air pollution because they're looking for a virus that unites us all, right? It's the theory of everything. It's this fallacy of the theory of everything, that the one thing that unites everybody. Einstein died on his deathbed scribbling, if the man even existed, scribbling about the theory of everything, like how the unifying physics equation that makes everything come together. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. It's the fountain of youth. It's the sorcerer's stone. It's the thing that everybody keeps trying to find that is not there. The quote-unquote AIDS victims in Africa were dying of mining conditions. They have absolutely no similarities or transmission behavior as the homosexuals in the bathhouses of San Francisco in America. Okay? Swine flu was caused by the lake of feces. The pig farm did not want to take liability for that. And so it's the scapegoat where it's just, oh, it must be this invisible thing. And then that spreads. That spreads. And then they were caught in 2009 reporting about the increase in swine flu, how millions are getting the swine flu, and they weren't even testing anybody. That's how disgusting this is. They weren't even testing anybody. They got caught by Susan Atkinson, who reported it in an article in 2009, and they published it by NBC, and then they stopped. Because the people who work for the Epidemic Intelligence Service then get jobs, high-level jobs in government, in pharmaceuticals, in media. These people are the CEOs of media companies. That's why when someone says, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, it's like, yeah, it's more than a theory. It's more than a theory. And I'm not even saying that they always have the plan, but they're trained. Their minds are trained to look for a virus. It must be a ghost. If you're a Ghostbuster, everything's a ghost. And so the good news is there is no virus that's killing anyone. There's no bad news, in my opinion. I think the blowback of this is all positive. I think that the evil controlling people, and here's the thing, there are people that are going to want, they're going to beg for smart cities. They're going to beg for the chip. They're going to beg for biological monitoring because they don't, we all have them in our lives. My dad is a mess. He doesn't want my mom to visit me because she's going to have to go through several airports and he doesn't want to be infected. I want to be like, hey dad, how about the sodomy that you partook in while you were a married man with homosexuals? How about the fact you stole my mother's retirement account and paid people with blackmail? See, this is the thing. Let the dead bury the dead. Okay? My dad is the most fearful of anyone I've seen in this. He's like, oh no! Oh no, please, no! It's like, you want to talk about health problems, dad? You had sex with male prostitutes. You stole my mom's inheritance, her retirement, and then she got fired because she's not a cuck like you. And now you're going to lecture her about visiting her own son and seeing her grandchildren? Those people need smart cities. And guys, let it go. Let it go. Cheryl Atkinson, thank you. Is the chicken pox a virus? Dude, just stop. Just listen for once in your fucking life. Just listen. But what does that mean about me? Okay, some of these people, you have to let them go. It's like they are going to beg for the government to put nanotechnology into their body so that they're safe. And then they go around fucking dudes in the ass and stealing from their wives. Okay, you don't reason with these people. This is why I understand addiction so well. She should come live with you. I've offered many times. She's like, yeah, but I like the library. She's so strong. It's laughable, guys. Laughable. She's like, I like my routine. But I'm like, you're always welcome here. That's the thing. Be a good parent. That way you always have children that don't let you go into these nursing homes that become these lockdowns. Okay. Don't talk. Don't think. Just let, right. Just listen for a second. Don't just, but what about me? Okay, so the future is this, in my opinion. When you hear someone say, oh, in the future, everyone's going to... No, they won't. They won't. I've been through this stuff over and over and over again. There are people that will beg on their knees. Plead, government, please. Bill Gates, will you please? I don't know if I have enough money for the chip, but I need you to make me feel safe. And they will take it and they will live in their little smart cities and they will be monitored like little. And then there's going to be people that are not. And the more this happens, the more people realize they don't have to go down that path. Not only is it not forced on you, you have to beg for it. And a lot of people are not exposed to wizards, sodomites, liars, magicians. I have been. And I'm immune to it. I've been inoculated because I had a good mother from my father's wizardry. And to watch these people, oh no, their logic breaks down. Oh, I can't go out and get groceries because I don't want to get the coronavirus. So what do you do then? I send out the grocery boy and he goes and gets them and brings them back so I don't die. Okay, so doesn't the grocery boy go get the coronavirus and bring it back to you? Doesn't he spread it around to everybody? How dare you? Just close the door and let the dead bury the dead. My dad saw this coming. He warned us. Right, but don't listen to fear monsters. Don't listen to people that say, the future is so dark. They're going to put a chip and you won't. Dude, does it appear that way in my life? Guys, I've been through this worst. What I've been through in the last few years is worse than any of this. Me and my dad have no relationship. Hollywood blackballed me. All clubs wouldn't let me perform because of my views on trans children. I saw the beast go click, click, click. You know what it did? It fucking freed me. That's why I'm here to spread this. This is my purpose now. My purpose is to free others from the mind fuck. When they take your pay, they took my PayPal, my Facebook, my Instagram, my good name. They globally, and I still use the word global, guys, even though I know what's going on with that because it's true to what it is. These people think globally. That's how they think on their ball. They globally humiliated me, shamed me. Guys, millions and millions of tweets. I got hammered. Does it appear that I'm hurting? Guys, I have a functioning homestead, a thriving family, a giant loyal audience where I can do my dream job every day. How does that happen? If the world's supposedly going to end if you go against the beast. This is not the first time people have been warning people. This has been going on forever, guys. This group started in Korea, the Korean War. It's like, don't you know if you go against, they'll put you in the... I was sent to the isolation when I was in eighth grade. My whole life I've had this. Why know what you do? You make friends with your prison cell. You say, great, great, I want that. And don't front, don't make it real. Oh no, don't put me in the music room 6 hours a day because I don't go along with your program. Oh no, guess what I am now? I'm a classical pianist. Sometimes prison's the best thing that happens to people. People live in a prison outside under the sun and they don't realize it. They never look up. They never think about anything. The beast is a shriveled old freak. Trust me, I was raised by one. And they want submission because they're scared and they were abused as kids. And yes, I do have compassion for them and I do hope that they walk in the light at some point. But a lot of them can't. And you got to just move the fuck on. And stop focusing on the one relative. They can't see. They can't. No, they can't. They were probably raped as kids. They're probably beaten as kids. Bad. They're probably abandoned. And so they hold it. They, God is subtle. God is soft. God is everywhere. God is subtle, loving, high level vibration. When you are panicked and scared and abused, you listen to the devil because he's loud. Come with me. That's where these people are. And you ain't God. You ain't Jesus Christ. It's like you're not here to save them. You're here to survive. You're here to thrive. You're here to be a light on the hill for others. And it's like, look at them with... here's a few categories that I've already... BB was forged in darkness. Yeah, I've faced isolation. When I was a child, guys. Child. I'd go into school every day, 8 a.m., come home at 3 p.m., knowing that I would not be allowed around other people the whole day. Well, everyone else got to go do their thing because they called me a cancer and they didn't want me to spread. That's what they said to me. You're a cancer. We don't want you to spread. I know what that's like. I'm still in it. They still do it to me. But guess what? I don't want to be in their little club. I don't want to go to Dennis Prager's birthday party or... You know, all the Chris Pratt's birthday party. They can have their fucking birthday parties. I've been to some of their birthday parties. Not that fun. They talk about themselves a lot and get drunk and then do drugs and push each other in pools and cry. I'm good. All right. Take this time to learn skills, to learn things, to learn value, to pray, to reconnect with this subtle, soft nature of God, subtle. You know, it's he doesn't yell at you. He does. It's not like this. Come with me. I will keep you safe. No, it's gentle. It's just watching two birds, you know, just fly around. Oh, there he is. There's God. All right. Geez, that sounds like the nuns I had in school, a bunch of lesbians. Yeah, dude, guys, I'm not alone in this. Why do you think there's so many people here that are so loyal? A lot of us have been through this. This is mass mind control, trauma-based mind control. Watching horror movies, pornos, all this stuff. This is how they make everybody traumatized. Witnessing gangbangs and shit when you're 10 on a screen that you can't tell the difference between that and reality because now it's 4K. Guess what? Reject it. You are in control of your voice. And listen, when these people want to say this shit, people without COVID-19 symptoms might spread virus by talking, so you suggest. You know what I do? I fire up the live stream on the eighth thing that I haven't, you know, I've been banned everywhere. Guess what? I haven't been banned anywhere. It's all in their mind. It's all in people's minds. Does it look like I'm banned? They can't take it. Picture this. This is a great metaphor. You walk into a library and there's books everywhere and the most horrible things. You can open up a book and it's the Holocaust. You know, it's like 6 million. They took children. They played baseball with the child and then turned them into a lampshade and then soap. And then the Nazis would leave it and it closed the book. Put it back on the shelf. That's just a story. You're in a library. Those are pages with ink in them. You do it to your own head. You open up another one. Oh, and the Jim Crow South, they would take any black man that a woman was attracted to. They'd hang him from a tree and laugh and point. Back on the shelf. You are standing in a library and you're taking off books and you're living them. You're living them. These are on the power of a narrative. Narrative, spelling, cursive. These are the words that you... What does a cop say when they arrest you? Book him. Book.
I'm damn you. Is this a coincidence?
No, it ain't. Close. Shelf. You're standing in a library. And wizards have made these books. And you're going to start... Bing, clink, clink, clink. You watch a spell called Contagion on Netflix. Run by Susan Rice and the Rockefellers, like people that you cannot put your trust in. And you, and in your mind, these are now memories. Oh, the contagion spread. There isn't one. Guys, swine flu was started at a fucking pig farm where there was a lagoon of feces. The workers were getting sick. The people didn't want liability. Click, 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 click. Media. Boom! People are scared. Mass. Oh, I can't face the world. Why? Because of their sins. That's why the morality of a people is reflected. Sodom and Gomorrah, all this stuff. It's like, show me one honest man and I won't burn it down. Because all it takes is one. Just to say this. And there's not only is there one, there's millions of us. And every time they do this shit, the blowback is insane. Close the fucking book. Put it back. Oh, if I drive my SUV, the world will get warm and the oceans will rise and my children will... Boom. Boom. That was a written spell in a library. And you're in a library acting like this is all real. How's that? How's that for spell breaking? You want to see some spell breaking? Look at this. Strange map on Air Force One, huh? For those of you just watching, it's a flat earth map with a giant landmass that no one seems to understand. Oh, and if you go back to 1897, New York Journal, 1897, people have known about this for a long time. You're not that is not new. Guys, people were teaching this model of the earth forever. And now there's a spell where it's like, oh, thousands of years ago, they discovered that we're just on a ball spinning, the water spinning violently in an ocean of darkness. Close the book, put it back. Look around. Does it look like we're fucking spinning? No. And God can't help but show you. Look at this. I showed this in the beginning. HHS Assistant Secretary, need to prioritize COVID-19 testing for those who need it most. Look at the book in the back. The book in the back. False alarm. If you look up the book, false alarm, the truth about the epidemic of fear. Fear is the virus. Fear, the novel virus. The novel, novel. It's a fucking book. I want to see an old map with a... Yeah, I believe they're hiding over somewhere. Yeah, yeah. I got more for you. But again, let's all mourn this guy. A diabetic disabled man gets hit by a car and dies from COVID-19. And you'll see this more and more and more. When you reject the book, book 'em! You see what it really is. And guys, have compassion for these people. Don't hate these people. That starts another thing. Look at this man. I know those eyes. I know how these people are. They're not in control. Not only are they not in control, they're so scared and broken. They think they have to control the world so that they can walk out in the sunshine. Well, guess what? It ain't happening. I made friends with my prison cell a long time ago. A long time ago. And I ain't the only one. And there are people that would gladly die than live the lies of their abusive father ever again. Gladly. To be driven around by a wizard, you know, just haunted. Never going back to that. And you can put me in a cell or on top of a mountain. It don't matter, motherfucker. And these things don't work, man. These things don't work. You've fucking burned too many piles of dead shit. People without COVID-19 symptoms might spread virus by talking, study suggests. Study. Where's your study about the COVID-19 test itself? Where's your double-blind study where you take 1,000 random people and you get their tissue into a dish and you figure out how many people show signs of a virus and then if they're actually healthy or not healthy? Oh, you don't do that test, do you? That shows that you know. You fucking know it's bullshit. And guys, law enforcement agencies are seeing it more than anybody. They're not allowed to fucking respond to burglaries anymore. They're getting tested for COVID-19. They all test positive, then they're all negative the next day. Something ain't adding up, guys. It's all just this big, and so few people are in on it. Because it's an addiction waterfall. It starts with the cell, the parasite in your gut, which I believe is the actual link between the demonic world and the human being. Very small in your gut. And it starts with the Rockefeller types, where it's like, you must control the world. You must keep them down or they will know. They will see what you've done. Strong men will take what you have. The Rockefellers have a saying, competition is a sin. That's what they openly. And so then out comes just this little push. Just this little touch of the spider web. And then, and at any point it can be stopped. That's how these things work. You know, in 2009, it was stopped by Cheryl Atkinson, who said the swine flu, they're not even testing anymore. And they go, rah, rah. And she went, I'm not reading your book. I'm not in your book. I'm not scared of you, coward. People that need to control people are weak. I want to build people. I want people to grow on their own. You know, don't give a man fish. Don't get him hooked on your line. Give him a fishing pole. Why? Because then you can trust your neighbors more. Your kids can play. Where's your love, nigga? All right. This yelling is pure passion expressed for truth. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm not. This is just, it's just, you know. It's weird how burglaries have gone up. No way. No way. Oh, my God. No way. It talks about the worms in the Bible. What BB just said, he's 100%. Oh, yeah. The mashing of teeth. The worm. The worms, baby. The parasites. All right. So that is a quick update on the false alarm, the wizardry behind an epidemic. And then if you look into what a virus is, which is a solvent produced by your body to scrub your damaged cells. Now, this is why I don't ever say what causes the whole thing. Because it's a million different things. That's the big stage trick. That's the magic trick. John Rappaport expressed this beautifully. To say, oh, it's 5G. Oh, it's really vaccines. Oh, no, it's really... No, you don't know what the fuck... It's a million things. It's a brand. You understand? This is the decoding the magic trick, the wizard. So Wuhan, China has a horrible air quality problem. That's probably what's causing a lot of lung problems. Then you go to various people's lives. You analyze it. What killed this person? Well, COVID-19. Really? What else? Well, they were 90 and 500 pounds. Okay. And then you just keep looking. And you say, oh, this is a brand. I discovered this with the Holocaust, how they have websites where you can add any family members to keep jacking up the number. And also swine flu. The same group of people has already done this many times. Same with Zika. You know how many aborted babies happened because women were lied to and they were scared their baby was going to be born with a little shrunken head? Guess what? It was all bullshit. It was all bullshit. And the lives of those babies are not even on the hands of the people doing it. It's the people who believe it. It's like, you got to be stronger than that shit. Your little nuggets of fear. Oh, my God. The little spider web, just a little touch, and then room, 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 boom. That's why they call it news, northeast, west, south. Yeah, and without a proper coronavirus test, you understand? That's like having a compass that doesn't point the right direction. You say, well, sometimes it points north, but sometimes it points south. Sometimes it points east, sometimes it points west, but guess what? This baby is going to bring us back to harbor. Why do you think that? Because it's a compass. Because of a word. And it's spelled compass. Northeast, west, south. The news. It's going to bring me back to harbor to safe passage. I'm going to have my birth. I'm going to be salvaged. It's like, well, how do you trust a test? Well, sometimes it says you're positive or negative. There's no correlation. And when you're positive, you might be asymptomatic and have no health problems. Other people might be coughing up a lung and dying without the virus. And the test doesn't say if it's positive or negative accurately. So we have a compass that just the needle is just spinning. And we're on a ship and we're saying, this will guide us home. And it's your fucking fault for believing it. Own it. If you turn on the television, you say the television, and you say, oh, how does flu spread? You're in timeout. I tip my hat and salute you all. You as well. Can confirm they're using numbers of people diagnosed as having corona on a call without being tested. Right. And also, don't fall for the fucking test because you can have coronavirus in you and be asymptomatic and you don't spread it. It's a solvent in your body. It doesn't matter at all. This is a way to... And by the way, there's going to be millions of people that are going to go, save me, Governor Cuomo. With your nipple rings. Please give me guidance. I'm your sheep. Be my shepherd, Cuomo. With your pierced nipple. Please, I need help. I can't leave my home. I can't get my groceries. I can only watch my pornos. Please help me. Give me the chip. No, no, no. The chip is too expensive for you. You didn't earn the chip. I have money. I can take it from my wife. I can take the money from my wife. She's sleeping. She trusts me. She trusts me, Lord. I can take her. I can take her money. She doesn't check because she wouldn't think anyone would do such a thing. But I know it's worth it. Give me the chip, Lord. Give me the chip. And they say, maybe. Show me the money. Show me the money while your wife sleeps. And then maybe I will save you. Well, thank you, Lord. I just want to serve. Guys, that's my father. He fucking really did that. He stole my mom's money while she slept. And he paid male prostitutes. Don't, that's my own dad. You don't think that, look at all these people out there going, you see in their eyes, save me, Lord. Who is your master? Who is your Lord you refer to? And let him go. You will lose your fucking mind. Guys, I spent decades trying to get through to my dad. I used to be my fucking hero. He got me into classical music, got me into acting. You'll spend years. You see it? Yeah, Dad, you see it? You're my dad. You're my dad. Let it go. It's not on your shoulders. It's not on your shoulders. Looking forward to this cartoon. Oh, we have a new cartoon for you today anyway. I'll find it for you. The serpent beguiled the moon and the moon mimic metaphorically. Story sharing is so powerful, I can relate. Yeah, I dramatized this shit. I no longer dramatize the voice of God because I've realized that may cross a theological line. But I will for sure dramatize the voice of Satan because I know his voice very well. And dramatizing things can help people see it.
Big Bear's spiral, man. You think that still works? Big Bear's wife is going to leave him. Big Bear's spiral now.
No, Big Bear just connected to like 100,000 people on something very important. Big Bear's wife is very, very committed to him and loves him dearly. And you can say whatever you want, Pharisee. You can hiss. Doesn't affect. Let the dead bury the dead. Let the dead bury the dead. It's not your responsibility. When you see these people,
protect me, Lord. Give me the chip, please.
They don't force you to do shit. They can't. All right. Anyway, here is a new Red Pill Rooster cartoon. Hang on a second.
Please, my wife is sleeping. She'll never know.
Now the whole world knows, Dad. There you go. Watch this shit. It's really funny. It's so random. I love that this dude just keeps picking this random shit. And the Red Pill Rooster voice changes every time. Last time he was a Mexican gangster.
Like, the dead is nothing. It's all fake. When I say it's all fake and people get depressed, I'm like, no, see the other side of it. Hey, I get it. Chicken head. It's like people just see the negative. They don't see the positive a lot because they're trained not to. They're trained to see. The bankers are little goblins, guys. They don't have any power. But see, this is what you got to understand. Unless the monetary system, that's why I'm not mad at the Mexicans or whatever. I know why they're here. A wall doesn't do anything, guys. It's economic forces. Why are you talking so much shit, chicken? It's like it's incentives, and you know, and so the only way that people will want to go home, you don't even have to round them up, they'll choose to go back, is because there's no financial benefit to coming here. Hey, hang on a second. We're gonna throw at this fucking chicken. Hang on. I don't like noise these days. You're too loud. What are you trying to say to everybody? All right. Is that chicken pissing you off, or are you guys fine? Where'd you just lay an egg? Of course it was black. And of course it was a black chicken that goes to the movie theater and just keeps yelling and yelling. Like, I had a black girlfriend in college once. Mistake. She was from Harlem, too. It was like, oh, you don't know. You don't know rhythm. I'm like, no, you don't know spells. I not only know rhythm, I'm a classically trained concert pianist. You don't know rhythm. You just act possessed. And so I would start talking this way, and then one of her stupid friends would be like, you put us in chains! And I'm like, you wear your chains. You have gold chains that you got because your boyfriend sells drugs. That's why it wasn't a great relationship. At the time, I thought I liked this girl, but really, I was just trying to get some deep state intel. I was trying to get deep into the black community so that I could I could really get some intel. I think African blacks are probably a lot better to date, but... yeah, once you go like city American black, you always go back. And then you meet one from like Zimbabwe and they're cool as shit, you know, or Ethiopia or Kenya. I know some Kenyans that are cool as hell. I used to know some Dominican women that were very cool, from Dominica. Very, very feminine, very nice, very loving people. And then, you know, you go to Harlem again. It's like, what is, like, are you five? Is this a five-year-old in a woman's body? You know, I used to do comedy with one of these Somalian guys in Minnesota who had to walk, like, 100 miles out of, like through a desert. A lot of his friends died to get away from these warlords. And, I mean, nice family guy, definitely killed a lot of people. And he got out, and he was just like, it was like an Uber driver, very sweet guy. You know, I've had a lot of experiences with a lot of different types of people in my life, and I think that's one reason why I'm not just like, it's the blacks, it's the Jews, you know?
Just so random. It's like, yeah, that's why I don't pin it on one group, because I've been around a lot of them. I mean, all right, you want to see the, just as long as we're on the Red Pill Rooster animation thing, let's just watch another one. Hang on a second. Red Pill Rooster gets his milk stolen. There we go. Hang on a second.
You give me my money for my goat milk, or I take out the garbage. Oh, Dios mío, don't take out the basura. I come with my basura, truco. Oh, no. Yes, you took my goat milk, and now you pay. You took my goat milk and now you pay double. Not about basura. Oh, Dios mío. You should not have taken my leche to goat. My goat to leche. I milk the goat myself. And you take it from me. You say credit. Oh, no. Please, no. Oh, I bring the basura truco. No, not the basura truco. You give me money for my goat leche. Our current and also unleashes hellfire over your puta. Casa de puta. Oh, no. Not mi casa de puto. You watch the pornos instead of paying me my money. Sometimes I watch the pornos when I get stressed out. Please, papa. Please, el papa. No, no. No, no. El papa does not become el papa by taking shit from puto. Maricón. Oh, no. No, not the gay porno. It's the straight heterosexual porno. It's all homosexual. You're looking at another dude's penis. All porno is gay porno. You took my goat leche. Oh, but papa, please, no. Carentenoso. Yes. Carentenoso. Get the basura truco. The truck of garbage. Not the truck of garbage, please, no. Carentenoso. Release hellfire. Dios mío, no. Si, señor. Gay porno. No. Oh, no, no.
All right, guys. Oh, yeah. So good. Oh, and people were talking about in the chat about how hard it is to convince family. Don't. This is a fallacy that we can all learn from and just move forward on. Stop acting like you're the outsider and you got to try and convince everybody. Just live. Like, just be like, oh, yeah, that's what they think. That not us. Like, start developing an us. Start developing a, like, yeah, I mean, that's one way to see it. Like, it's not this, like, Alex Jones did a lot of damage to people's heads, I think, where it's this big fight where it's just like, InfoWars. It's a war against information, against lies. It's like, no, I mean... Here's the thing. If somebody believes in nonsense, but their life is fruitful and they're, you know, enjoying themselves and they have good friends and stuff, and you're just in your room like, why won't people wake up to Sandy Hoax? They're right. And I know that sounds weird because you're the one saying that, but you're saying it, you're really mad. Like, you're really, you're not living in like the glory of life. You know what I'm saying? It's just, so many people are trained to be the underdog where if you believe a certain thing, it's like you have to, you're just always fighting from the corner. Like, come on, everybody wake up. It's like maybe some people just don't want to be around the everybody wake up guys. Just don't even talk about it. Just literally just be like, yeah, yeah, totally. And every now and then, you know, you don't need to evangelize this shit. Just be like, yeah, I mean, yeah. And the best way to persuade people is just living a better life where it's like, do you know how persuasive it's been for all the LA comedians to just watch my life right now where they thought I was so stupid? And if I had just kept texting them and calling them like, don't you see you're living in like Hollywood is all based on sand. They'd be like, dude, Owen's crazy. No, you got to be funny about it and then just live. And now imagine if I was still in a little apartment just pacing like, why won't everyone see Rogan's a homo? No, you got to see the fruit. It's like, well, if you ever want goat milk, let me know. And they're like, wow, man, maybe you were right. Like, stop viewing people as fucking, like, Sheep, you know, we're all sheep a little bit. Like, all of us have something like that. I don't wish my life on people when it comes to the pain I've had to go through. It's like very, I've been through a lot of shit. Like, I don't want my kids to go through any of the shit I went through. Lead by example. Yeah, that dude, that's the only way where someone's like, oh, aren't we having a play date? It's like, oh, I have to be safe. I can't have my children around. It's like, oh, cool. So what are you going to do? Oh, we're just going to have a play date with our other friends. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they sit there and they just are like, and then the fear of missing out hits in where they're like, so they're still having the play date? Was it fun? It's like, oh yeah, we had a great time. It was a fun play date. Yeah, great. Anyway, let us know when you guys feel like hanging out. We're around. We can have a nice big dinner. Oh, do you hear Owen's like getting all these meat birds? We'll cook one up. It's like, okay. As soon as we're done with the lockdown, I mean, then we can make. It's like, great. I'll see you then. Why? What are you doing today? We're having another play date with another family. Really? Is it super fun? Are they on the slide? Yeah. Literally no one goes through what Owen went through. It was vicious. No, there's others, but mine was very public. I think that's why it was very cathartic for a lot of flat earthers, especially, where they got to see what they went through dramatized publicly, which made it, yes, very, very painful for me. But what I went through and what a lot of us have went through is not uncommon. Like the ostracism, the financial despair, just the attacks, all of it. But mine was in front of millions of people. Even gay fish can crush in BB's. Or they turn you into Jay. I don't know what that means. I love being in the field singing my nigga spiritual. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Vicious collective backstabbing. Yeah, but that's why you have to choose. You have to be in control of your people. Not control the people, but like actively seek out good people. Build. You know, I'm going to play that goat thing again today. And this is, you know, I was feeding these two little goats four times a day with a bottle. You know, I built their barn, both their barns, you know, feeding, milking every day. And then you see these like, these two little boys, Chocolate and Marshmallow, got reunited with their mom yesterday. And check this out. Like, and then, oh, also the PlayStation that me and Amy have been building. Hey, guys. Are you guys going to the swing set?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we just made, like right now, I don't know if you guys can see, but they're just running to the swing set that we just made. You know? It's like you have to regain not control, it's assertive. Be assertive in your own life. Like, okay, you can, like the Facebook, all this stuff, it's not real. Close the book, put it back in the library. That isn't real. What's real is watching my kids swing on something we made them. It's like, it is a massive paradigm shift you have to do in your head, right? You have a library full of books that are very scary. And if you're living the fear of the book, it's not real, right? You're in a library surrounded by books. What would be real is if there was a lion in the library. It's like, but that did my story, my precious. And let me just explain something else real quick, how it isn't strong to just fit in with the herd. Okay, right now, if you believe a lie, you are inherently weaker. Always, without exception. So let's say right now there's a superior athletic, tough man that wants to beat me up. But he believes that right now there's a global pandemic spread by coughing or sniffles or something. And if he catches it, he will die, right? If he's like, oh, I'm going to beat your ass, I just go, eh! He'd just go, oh, and then I just go, right? You understand, right? It's the same with debt and all that shit. Where it's like, if you have a business that is in a fake reality called debt, fake, it's all fake, it's all a story. Oh, you have a story that you have to give this guy with the big nose, you gotta give him all your money. Okay, you are now in a fake story. So another business that doesn't operate like that is just like, they'll just destroy. It's just like, oh no, we just crush. It's like, but don't you know that we have to shine? It's like, nah, I don't do that. Like right now, a superior athlete could want to hurt me. I just go, and he go, Grody, Grody, Grody. And I just
just start pounding and just bip 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 and just and I just go bip 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 right? Like a lie is weak always every time. There's no exception. So it's like, you know, I want to believe just so I fit in with every those. They're going to slaughter, guys. Look up swine flu. All right. The strongest tree stands alone. It's no, but we're a group. I mean, there's millions of people that see through this stuff. They're just not allowed on Facebook anymore. So they create a fake illusion. And what that does is it keeps testing people. Like, how much do you love truth? Do you love it? Are you willing to stand alone with it? Yeah? Well, if you're willing to do that, you realize you ain't alone anymore. You pass the test. Welcome to the Bears. Fact. That's over and over. It's like, well, I can't be alone. My Facebook scroll, it says, everyone believes, everyone. Okay, so this is the test. Do you believe, is truth more important to you than social shame? No, I'm just going to fit in. Okay, then you'll never know that you weren't alone. It'll never be revealed to you. When you're willing to say, you know what? I know for a fact that transgender children is child abuse. But, I mean, everyone agree that, no. And then guess what? Everybody comes out and says, welcome. None of us believe that. But we're not allowed to show you that at the time because you have to genuinely pass the test. You understand? That's a reality. It's a reality. Okay, watch the goats again. And this is the reality that we've made for ourselves here at Ursa Manor. And it can't be, I mean, I'm not tempting demons or whatever, but it's like, you have to assert it. Don't just complain. Don't just go, people aren't woke to the Mandela effect. I mean, everybody knows C-3PO's leg was not silver. Okay, yeah, that's pretty interesting stuff. So anyway, we're having a barbecue. Well, I'm just going to walk around and say that to everybody at the barbecue, regardless of what they want to talk about. Yeah, I don't want you to come to the barbecue. Scared of the truth, man. No, I just don't like being around that type of person. But everybody has to wake up. You've been watching pornos? Yes, obviously I've been watching a tremendous amount of pornos. So you're pretty narcissistic at this point, right? You think it's all about you? That the drug-addicted runaways getting banged out on camera for millions of people to watch and masturbate to, that's for you. You're willing to extract that from that girl for your own self-inflicted pleasure? Yes, I mean, obviously. And you think that you have the right to walk around and wake people up on C-3PO's leg at my barbecue? I'm just trying to have a good day. I mean, people need to wake up. Get the fuck out of here, Gary. I swear to you. You're scared of the truth. No, we're not scared of anything, Gary. You're an idiot. No one wants you at the barbecue because all you want to talk about is C-3PO's stupid leg. And then you beat off. You beat off to runaway, drug-addicted runaways. You want to talk about morality? Oh, scared of the truth? Scared of the truth? You're short-circuiting your sex drive, draining your masculinity as you visually view, like, addicted, abused women for your own sick pleasure. That use the internet for when you could be studying how to make something with your hands or the Bible or trying to be a better person. But C-3PO's leg. Get out, Gary. And it ain't because I'm not woke on C-3PO's leg. All right.
Hey, boys. Come on, boys. Hi, everybody. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Walter. Look, I brought some friends. Hi, Mama.
Cats. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Raya's back with her boys. Those are your little boys, Raya. Wasn't too long of a separation, guys, huh? You guys are back. Family's reunited. Here at Ursa Manor, huh, Gary? Hi, Gary. The boys are back in town. You pumped, Ryan? It was only a month and a half.
Everybody's happy to see the new ones. You all have the same weird spot on your head. That's how you know you're related. Because Raya didn't sleep with a black. Blacks. Actually, you all have that weird white spot on your head. Even you do. Hi, Betsy. Betsy, will we make it through the winter? Hi, cousin Betsy. What's up, sweet girl? Look how sweet Betsy is. Hi, sweet Betsy. Hi, sweet Betsy. You got crazy ass eye. Oh, he's coming in. Marshmallow. Marshmallow's coming in hot. Nice. You guys will get along just fine. Welcome to the herd, boys. You'll be fine. They talk a lot of smack, girls.
All right, here's just a real quick clip of lacrosse. Someone sent this to me. Footage of Big Bear playing lacrosse. Not far from the truth, by the way, but it's such a fun game. This is just watch a real quick shot of just how fun playing defense is in lacrosse and how you can just pretty much just really wreck people. This is just so cathartic because the beauty of lacrosse is just watch. Get down. Get down. Everyone's down. Watch the gamma at the very end try and get the legend again. Watch the gamma at the very end try and push him in the back. Watch this again. This is exactly how lacrosse is. That's why I highly recommend you play long stick defense. It's a gamma crush fest. Watch this. Bam. Watch the little gamma. Down. Down gamma.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Get out of here, Gamma. I miss it. I miss it a lot. Diabetic disabled man gets hit by car and dies from COVID-19. Hilarious meme. Hang on, we're watching the lacrosse one more time. This is the nature of the Gamma. Guys, I played college lacrosse. I played box lacrosse. I played lacrosse my whole life. Long stick D. Nothing was better. You just beat on Gamma males. It's amazing. All right, watch it one more time. And watch the attempted push in the back. Ooh. Oh, how dare you? Get out of here, Gamma. Sit the fuck down.
Oh, how dare you? Oh, I was going to totally beat him up if someone didn't stop me. Oh, porno. It's porn addiction.
Oh, it was such a good time in my life. That looks like a great time. It's like just watching that video today, it brought me so bad. I mean, high school lacrosse is the best sport to watch. That dude came running and got wrecked. Dude, one time, we're playing a city team. I went to SUNY Plattsburgh, and a black dude, and it is not a black man's sport. He was coming in, I'm playing center D. This black dude comes in, bang, I knock him unconscious, right? on the ground. They had to take him out in a stretcher. It's on tape. I'm trying to find it somewhere. And we used to watch the video over and over again and be like, oh, by the way, lacrosse is a white guy sport. And bang. And then it's just like, oh, no. Oh, he happens to be black? Oh, hilarious. It was great. It was like the one black dude that was trying to play lacrosse. And Big Bear got to knock him unconscious. Because, guys, when I played football, they do it to us. That's obviously a much blacker game. When we'd play Henniger, actual name of a Syracuse school, they'd beat the shit out of us. And the blacks would be like, oh, what's up now? And so in lacrosse, I got to enact my racial revenge and you can knock people unconscious in lacrosse a lot easier than football because so much less pads and you're running so fast. Happens to be black. No, the black part had everything to do with the story because we wouldn't have gotten that excited about the knockout if he was white. Because we're trying to say, like, hey, you guys got, you know, basketball and football. We have hockey and lacrosse. So if you want to shoot the crease, brother. All right, we're going to watch it one more time. This is the greatest video I've seen in a long time. Oh, here he comes. Hey, sit down. Just sit down. Oh, you're coming in? Oh, why don't you sit down? Hey, you too. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
that was like my such a good time. Racial event. Yeah. The lazy outlet pass. Yeah. A concussed bike. Dude, unconscious. Had to be taken out in a stretcher. Guys, I'm 6'8", 260. Do you understand the people with that are that sized? If you're running in, like, over the shoulder, oh, I'm going to come in and score, and just bang. And like, the clean and press, you know, like, when you're clean and pressing, that's where a lot of your hit strength comes. My squat isn't very good. My football, I hit a ceiling very, very early on. My squats are not great. But clean and press, you know, my clean and press is good. I could clean and military press a lot of weight. So when you're just in the incline, right, incline, I used to use, like, hundreds incline dumbbells pumping, right? That's my strong suit, was the top of my pec. So when you're playing lacrosse and you get your hands together, bang, right? And you get to come up. Like, if you get to come up with your arm, and it's like, hey, man, come on, man. And it was one of the most gratifying feelings, because there is no gammas. There's no gammas in contact sport. You have to, because if you want to play that game, bang, and it's illegal. It's legal, right? You know, there was no secret societies with the refs. It's like, oh, well, we got the ref because he was, you know, we had him whack off in a coffin at Yale. No, the ref was just the dude who would just blow the whistle. Just, bang. You can put your shoulders into their face when you're that. Oh, it was just. And they were always, and some of them were so gamma. Some of these, like, attack middies, you know, the attack guys, not the middies. Middies were usually like soccer guys, but. And I live near Nottingham High School. Maybe you played them too. Yeah. Want to hear a story about Nottingham High School, and then I'll get out of here. We beat Nottingham High School, but our kicker was so bad. He missed seven. I can't believe he wasn't replaced. We had one more touchdowns than Nottingham, and he missed every single extra point. Every single one. And that's when you can see the top-down breakdown of leadership, because after the third one, you should have just been like, okay, two-point conversion every time. This dude is, he's rattled. But no, when people are in their groove, like with trauma, which is every sport, it's like, it's the gammas, hang on, the attackers were gammas for scoring glory. No, it's just some of them were real small technicians. So if they got knocked down, they would gamma Spurg out. The ref came up to 45 and said, good hit. Oh, yeah, definitely. Did I play Geneseo? West Jenny was the best lacrosse team in Central New York by far. They beat us like 25-2. They're unbelievable. And same with Fayetteville Manlius. I remember watching West Jenny warming up. And I even remember the song. It was like, I ain't gonna go blind. I'm gonna get myself together. I ain't gonna go blind. With the light that is reflected. I remember just watching them warming up and being like, whoa. Because their skill set, and there were all these like 6'1", lean, just elk, you know? And I just remember being like, this is going to fucking suck. But it was fun, but they were so like skilled. BB, when you have the creator of Bane again, oh, soon, we were emailing. He was squirting too much. Yeah, there was a lot of squirts. Was dad the coach? No. It made no sense. I don't know. Maybe there was some sort of like gay agenda happening. I don't know. I think the dude was a homo. But I remember Nottingham High School. It's like we won, but we lost. And everybody, dude, he missed seven. Hockey is so boring now since they started playing trap defense. That sucks. Stereo MC loved it. Yeah, I remember watching that. It was such a vivid memory in my mind because they were so good. Chuck Dixon, yeah, Chuck Dixon's going to do the stream soon. Fenske is looking pretty aesthetic, BB. Thank you. I built that all with my hands while people were masturbating at home, crying and begging the state to give them a chip. We begged the WVAA to start lacrosse in our state, but they were too money-oriented. Well, I think the future is all about starting shit yourself. You know, I was talking to Vox about Italy and some of those areas. They just have, like, clubs, you know, like, this, America is all about, like, public school teams. Terrible. We had a kid named Eric Cole who played NHL, very good, went to Clarkson University, And they took him out of high school his sophomore year and sent him to juniors in Canada. Because the way America works is everyone knows that public schools are indoctrination camps to try and make everyone gay. So he was so talented, they took him out. And he wasn't from like a rich family. He was just that good. So they're like, oh, he has to obviously leave like America's like public school system because this is to break people. And then he played for the NHL for a long time. A very, very good player, Eric Cole. Good dude, too. I liked him. But I think the future of America is no longer putting your resources or attention or heart or anything in these systems that hate you. You know, that's why when everybody's like, oh, the school shut down. Oh, I'm like, good, good. Just because I broke, Cole's a great player. Yeah, he's great. Just because I broke the Corona spell doesn't mean that this isn't all great. There's going to be a bunch of retards. They're going to beg for the chip, the honeycomb cities and all that. And then there's going to be groups of legends. Thousands of them are here right now. You don't have to stop the honeycomb people. That's when people run into trouble. When they're like, no, no, don't go into the smart city with the honeycomb and just butt fuck for each other. It's like, but that's what I need to be safe. Let him go. Let him go. And then their fate is not connected to you. You say, okay, so what are the bells and whistles that they get me on? Loans, my addictions, you know, food, all this stuff. And then grow. You know, it's like, okay, so public school is trying to break the spirit of my kids. So homeschool. But then they come for you. No, we're homeschooling. I'm in a liberal state. Washington State is liberal as shit. No vax, homeschool, fine. Nothing happens. Guys, a lot of these people at these agencies are on board. Stop viewing the cops as your enemy. Stop viewing these people as your enemy. There's little groups like the, even the CDC isn't even your enemy. It's the Epidemic Intelligence Service, the EIS. It's kind of like the Jesuits. You know, like there are these little pockets of really intense, like mind-warped people, like the Ghostbusters. And then the bigger agency gives them cover. And so then when something corrupt happens, like let's say the FBI is a little group, a very compromised, politically oriented, corrupt FBI agents. And then they have a bigger one with a lot of dudes that everyone knows. That's the nature of spellcraft. So one group does something really bad, and a lot of people know that group, and so they're like, oh, I hate the FBI. And then everyone's like, no, but Chris is a really good guy. He's an FBI agent. And then it's like, oh, that guy's crazy. That guy's crazy. Yeah, and then the wizard goes, oh. So the way to get through it is you got to stop viewing the police as like your enemy or the FBI as your enemy or the CDC is even your enemy. You know, it's little groups that operate outside of the purview. Like it's very similar to Jesuit and Catholic where they get weaponized and then it's up to you to simply not spread the fear. You know? Yeah, and that's about it for today. I'm going to land this plane. Like the RCMP in Canada, our FBI and state troopers mixed. Right, it's little groups operating inside of a... It's very similar to Freemasons. Most Freemasons are normal dudes that you just meet in your... And that's why you develop this animosity because the normal Freemasons are like, buddy, if you went to our lodge, all we do is drink beers and plan like bake sales. We just want to get away from our wives for an hour. And so when you realize that the 33 degree Masons and a lot of these upper echelon little groups are doing horrible, horrible things and you uncover this and then you say Freemasons, then they go. And then that's how you get these big wedges because a lot of normal Freemasons that are just operate as cover for the real bad ones are like, no, we trust these guys. That's like our neighbor. That's just a normal guy. It's so similar to police, FBI, Homeland Security, SWAT teams, all this shit. And so this is how you have to understand how they weaponize your words. That's why I'm always trying to correct my words as I'm talking because I have free flow. I don't have a script. I talk hours every day, right? So if I say like the Jews or the Freemasons or, you know, the Vatican, I have to be pretty specific because I'm now seeing one spellcraft is to wedge where it's like, oh no, I know Masons, they're normal guys. And someone's like Buzz Aldrin. And then you're just like, because you haven't isolated anything. You're just adding to the spell. Like right now, there are sick people. Whether it's the Wuhan horrible environmental pollution, whether it's different areas of America with their horrible diets or whatever, like in AIDS, the South African AIDS victims were miners. They're all mining, you know, horrible lung problems in America. It was the sodomites taking poppers in the steam rooms. And when you give, when you feed the addiction of the person where they want one scapegoat for all the problems, oh, it must be this one thing. No, everybody has a lot of different factors. And that's why one of the reasons I did this video today is an old friend who's waking up to this. He's like, I just went to Cedars-Sinai. There's no one there. Why are we locked down in LA? Very good guy. And he's like, did you make a video about why they did this? Or, and I'm like, it's a lot of reasons. And I don't really trust people showing narratives anymore that don't admit that it's every single touch point, every node, every is different. Everybody is like, there's a different level of grabble. There's a different agenda. It's all, but the kernel that it always starts with is a very scared, very quote unquote powerful person who wants to control the world so they can finally walk outside into the fresh air. Because these people that quote unquote control the world are deranged, little, weak, scared, traumatized people. And until the whole world submits, they can't walk outside. All right, division and separation is of the devil's device. Right, that's why I take so much flack talking about my Muslim friend or a Mormon friend or E. Michael Jones being a great man as a Catholic and all that, because I know the devil very well. I know my dad, you know, as I've said, my dad serves the devil very well. And so I understand his game. His game is to say, it's the Muslims, it's the Mormons, it's the Catholics, it's the men, it's the women, it's the, no. And you will get shamed and flack and all this shit, but you have to just say, that's why I talk about my buddies in the Homeland Security, my buddies in all these different walks of life, because the way they get you is you need to identify a scapegoat. And then they pull the goat out of the desert, and I'm a goat farmer, dude, goats are cool, stay the fuck away from goats. And they kill the goat and they say, our problems are over. And no, your problems were just hidden. You have to own up that the fact you're sick is because you're obese, you can't stop eating, you drink too much, you have poisonous thoughts, resentment, anger, you hate your life, you sit too much, you have fear pumping into your head, you know, and that's a really, really tough reality. And a lot of truth channels have the same problem. Oh, it's 5G, 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 it's 5G, 5G is going to, no. You have to face that you watch too many pornos, you're addicted to your own anger. You know, it's like 5G is one little factor that affects probably a minority of people, in my opinion. And it's like just God's vibration is very high level. Yes, and as we know about vibrations, the higher the level, the less you can hear it. The devil, rah, bass. The devil is very soft. All right, much love, everybody. If you would like to support the channel, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. When 9/11 went down, I was in my 7th grade fine arts class after being booted from chorus. One friend was Mormon, the other was the only Muslim. Cool. Yeah, watch out for scapegoats. Satan co-opted the goat. Not in my world, he didn't. I have a flock of goats. I love them. Uniting races through truth instead of dividing with lie. Right, but some people don't want to be around black people because they don't like how they dance or talk. That's fine. And then if there's a black that comes in that like relates to you and they keep quiet in the movies and they like have one wife and children and stuff, you're like, oh, cool. Uniting doesn't mean forcing everyone together like Gen Pop. No, it's not the blacks' fault. It's not the whites. Like these are already absurd spells because they're not tribal delineations. So it's like, stop trying to fucking control people. Rather or not, you're like, oh, the blacks and the whites have to all hang out and just be best friends. Look at that. I'm going to force them to... Or be like, a black is the reason that no one's bike is... Like, if you attempt to control the world, you are just revealing your own weakness, your own fear, your own trauma. The fact that you're a little kid and you're scared of what's coming down that hallway. And now it's magnified as an adult. And you don't always see it. Because you're like, oh, I mean, if everyone just simply wears the same color, everyone would be fine. No. All right. Again, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, if you would like to support the channel. Unauthorized.tv, I just got word that the documentary is done. Now Anchor Bear has to make the music. unbearablesmerchandise.com if you would like to get some merchandise, help support me and Ryan. His daughter is dying of coronavirus. Oh, no, wait. It was a false positive. But, you know, let's use this thing. Guys, if you want to really help fight against coronavirus, buy some shit at unbearablesmerchandise.com or else Ryan will be fussed. You know, I mean, come on, guys. His daughter, his daughter has been, she will not survive the winter. All right, guys. Much love. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And never forget, fear is the virus. And stop scapegoating. Goats are cool as shit. Bye.